You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Good morning, everyone. A couple of things before I get into the scriptures this morning. Number one, I do not compare myself with Elijah. Elijah is so much greater than I. He was one of the greatest prophets of the church. It's important for us to remember, because Elijah was having a very, very bad time. He was fleeing from those who wanted to take his life. They wanted to kill him for what he was saying. So he fled out into the desert. He finally comes to this broom tree. And he sits down. Not in just the blues, not just in feeling sorry for what's going on. He was sat down in total despair. And he says, God, take my life. I can't do this anymore. Then he goes to sleep. And an angel taps him on the shoulder. He says, here, take some bread, take some water. You need it for your strength. Elijah wakes up and he finds this loaf, this hearth of bread, and this jug of water. And he eats and he drinks. Like us, after Thanksgiving meal, he goes back to sleep. Angel wakes him up again. You must eat more than that so that you can complete your journey. So he eats and he drinks. Then he continues on with his journey. 40 days in the desert to complete his journey. Now that's what I call wonder bread. Right? Yeah. God allowed him to fall to his knees because that was his choice before he asked God for help. That was God's choice. That's you and me. So often we have difficulties in life. I've had them, you've had them. And what do? So often we run away from the table. We leave the church. We stop coming to Mass. And we're wondering, where is God in all this? He's waiting for us. He's waiting for us. God fed him water and bread for the journey. God gives us more than that. He gives us Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity for our journey. He gives us the strength to endure, not to take away our problems, but to endure them. So that we can reach our goal, eternal life with the Lord. Example, personal example. When I went to the seminary, I was 38, an old man. Went to the seminary in Wisconsin, sold my house, gave up my company car, gave up my salary, gave up my furniture, gave up everything, and tossed what little I had left into the back seat of a Ford Tempo and drove from Phoenix to Milwaukee to start school. Now, I'm not a great student. I always found studies difficult for me. So here I am giving everything up, and I'm in Milwaukee, and now I have to go to two colleges 20 miles apart, one to finish my BA, the other one to start my Master's of Divinity. Two colleges, every day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. And I'm looking at myself and saying, what the heck did you get yourself into now? I started classes. Of course, like all good professors, they want to see where you're at, so they spring a quiz on us. 2 weeks into the year. So I took the quiz, and I got one of those. Now I'm really thinking, what did I get myself into? I'm back in the seminary, and I didn't want lunch. I just wasn't hungry. I was in total despair. So I go into the chapel. It's a big round chapel, shaped somewhat like what we have here. I'm the only one in there. So I get down on my knees, and I'm trying to pray, and nothing's coming except anger. And finally, that anger boiled up inside of me. And finally, I spoke out loudly. I said, Lord, I can't do this. And the words I got back were, you're right, you can't, but we can. 30 years later, here I am. Not just me. I'm a total human being, trying to do God's will. And God does not draw in straight lines. He's kind of all over the place. That's where my life has gone. It's been one heck of a journey. But a journey today I give thanks for, even in the difficult times, even in the darkest times. Because I kept coming back to the table. None of us is worthy to receive the body and blood of Christ. None of us. He makes us worthy to receive the body and blood of Christ. And only in those times when you have serious division, serious sin on your soul, should you hesitate to receive. But only then. If you got those minor little things like you're driving down the freeway, a guy cuts you off and you wish him 4 flat tires in the middle of rush hour, that's a minor thing. That shouldn't keep you from the altar. That's why so often during the Mass we seek God's forgiveness. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To remove those things that our humanness gets in the way of. Our weakness gets us in the way of. Our ignorance gets us in the way of. We seek his forgiveness so that we can properly receive, properly open ourselves up to the gift that Jesus wishes to share with us. That wonder bread that'll get us through the days, weeks, months, and years of our life. That wonder bread that'll help us to climb those mountains when challenges in life get in our way. That wonder bread that'll remind us we are loved, we are cared about, and God is with us on our journey. Always, even in our sinfulness. Because God doesn't give up on you, and me, and on anyone. So as we celebrate this Mass, we give thanks. Give thanks for God's gift, the Eucharist. By the way, Eucharist means thanksgiving. When we come to celebrate Mass, we give thanks for the challenges as well as for the celebrations, for the difficulties as well as the easy times. Because in the darkest times of our life is when we find God in our lives. Because he's there all the time. But he's especially there when we need him. We come today to celebrate Mass. And in a few minutes, we are going to prepare the bread and the wine. What is that? The bread and the wine is you and me. The bread and the wine is what we wish to give God. We don't just sit in the pews as if we're spectators. This is your offering as well as mine. This is your gift to God as well as mine. And God doesn't judge the quality of our gift. He just wants what's in our heart. Whether that heart is shining like the brightness of the sun or as dark as pitch, He wants what's in our heart. Whether that is the celebration of giving thanks that you are a child of God, or the darkness of wondering, where is God in my life? If that's what you've got to give, give it. Place it on the altar with the bread and the wine. That's what God wants from us. Not the fuzzy little stuff that we like to give to God. But He wants to give what is truly in our hearts. And we give it to Him, and what happens with our gift? The deacon and I prepare your gifts. Then Jesus offers them up to God. He takes your gift and offers it up to the Father. The Father blesses it and changes it into the body and blood of Christ, and then He returns it to us. The consecrated bread, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, He changes it into His Son, and His Son then gives Himself to us in communion. By the way, it's okay to say, I believe, because it's a reminder to us of what we're here for. When you stand before the Eucharistic minister, and He says, body of Christ, amen is okay. In fact, anything you want to say is okay to reaffirm what is happening. I'm getting carried away. Sorry about that. This is a love fest for you and me. God expressing His love for you, and God willing, you're expressing your love for Him. Not just Him, for God. We thank God for this gift, this awesome gift called the Eucharist. May we embrace this gift, this relationship that Jesus wants with us, but we gotta want it for ourselves. This desire to be one with Jesus as He so much wishes to be one with us. So that when we say, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives, you will do that and not leave Him safe behind in the tabernacle. He doesn't want that. He wants to go with us. He wants to be one with us. He wants us to help us to make a difference in a very dark world. He wants us to be the light of Christ.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.